grace and mercy and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Here's a question only ranchers and researchers have dared to ask. Are sheep really stupid? Are sheep really dumb? Our white woolly friends have been branded as intellectually challenged. Is it true? Well, if you handed them an SAT, right, Sophia? Or the TCAPS, right, Kate? Or a GRE, or an ACT, or an LSAT, or an MCAT, how would they do? Probably not good. The teacher would probably hand it back to them and said, you did bad. That was bad, wasn't it? Sheep are considered stupid because they always do what the head of the flock does. They seem like dumb followers. They don't even think for themselves. My goodness, they're un-American. If everybody were jumping off a cliff, would you do it too? No. Well, dumb sheep would. Don't follow the flock when you can fly like an eagle into the future. Ben Franklin thought that the American official bird should be what? The turkey. Now that's a dumb animal right there, right? Except, when you listen to researchers, they'll tell you something. They have a condition inherited called tetanic torticollar spasms. I'd like to see a turkey say that. And it causes them to stare at the sky for 30 seconds, even if it's raining. And so they appear stupid, but it's actually a spasm that they've inherited. It has nothing to do with their intelligence. And also, since they have monocular vision, so they tilt their heads sometimes, and that to us looks like, oh, you're dumb or something. But no, it's just they have monocular vision, and this is what they do. They turn their heads. Well, if that's true, then maybe researchers can explain why sheep seem stupid. Guess what? They do. And they tell us, and they sum it up in one word. Protection. Sheep flock together for a reason after all. Sheep have a strong flocking instinct so that they don't act independently of each other, which seems stupid, but it has been proven to be their greatest advantage against predators, their greatest protection. Their chance of survival increases when they stick together as one flock. And their chance of survival increases even more exponentially when there is a good shepherd to guide them. Maybe sheep, especially when they have a good shepherd, are not so dumb after all. Seems like not dumb, but discerning may be a better descriptor of sheep, so say researchers. A study done in the Journal of Nature suggested that sheep may be nearly as good as people as distinguishing faces in a crowd. They can recognize a familiar human face. Researchers say that sheep often form friendships, and it's possible that they think about a face even when it's not there. Dumb is to not think. Thinking sheep, therefore, are certainly not dumb. When Jesus spoke about sheep and shepherds in John 10, he likewise assumed that they are smart and discerning beings. He highlighted the concerns of safety and familiarity and emphasized the gateway and the door of the sheep. All these were ways that the discerning, not dumb, sheep will recognize the Lord of life, who loves and wants to protect his sheep, his sheepfold, from falsehood and devilish snares. The door of the sheep is the first defense. Look where someone comes from and through to know what their business is all about. A good shepherd doesn't need to climb over a wall or dig a tunnel or come in another fancy way to impress and scatter the sheepfold. He comes calmly and transparently through the door that has been there all along for ages, the scriptures. He comes and he uses his voice to gather the sheep to follow the good shepherd, He doesn't hit the sheep or force them by dogs to go in a particular way. They're not cattle. His voice alone, his familiar presence, causes them to be led in and out to find pasture. He knows his sheep by name and leads them in and out, doesn't push them from behind. He cares for the sheep as though they were smart, sensitive, vulnerable, and valuable. Sheep of this kind are not a commodity, not to the Good Shepherd. They are his guarded ones, his responsibility, and his source of delight in a fatherly and a friendly kind of way. The first defense for discerning sheep is the door. Jesus says, "I am the door." All who come from and through Jesus are shepherds who truly care for you. All who come around and about, but not in Jesus' name, not in the truth that Jesus is God in human flesh, not in Jesus' death and resurrection truth, are thieves and robbers, says the Lord. Don't be dumb. Be discerning. Know Jesus as the door and the chief shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. Discern his voice, his word, and follow where he leads to good pasture. Stop listening to those voices of other religious falsehood, says Jesus. They can't save you. I can't save you. You can't save you. Jesus can, and he has saved all. Our Passover lamb has been sacrificed. He is risen from the dead. Alleluia. He alone is the door to everlasting life. And he is the good shepherd and the overseer of your souls. Maybe it seems crazy, but one lamb sacrificed willingly to save others becomes the chief shepherd. Who would have thunk it? Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.